the best way to describe or to inform someone who does not know anything about peacekeeping is to relate the issues of peace and no peace. When there is peace, you have security, you have food, you have shelter, you have certainty. When there is no peace, you have war, you have suffering, you have fighting, you have displacement of people, and you have uncertainty. So it is only those countries who have reached critical conflict situations like Darfur, like Southern Sudan, like Libya, like Cote d'Ivoire, that the international community steps in to intervene and make it possible to repair the damage which was done during the conflict. So peacekeeping can be said to be repairing a country like you give medicine to a patient to recover his health. In this case, we are here to assist the country to recover its physical, moral, and psychological health back to the state when everybody should enjoy the rights and should enjoy the resources and should live peacefully among each other.
Since peacekeeping was launched that back in 1948, some 3,400 peacekeepers have died in the course of peacekeeping. Here in Darfur, over 163 peacekeepers died over the years. Is peacekeeping a cause worth dying for?
Peacekeeping is a cause worth dying for. Like the old poem, the old English poem says, it is very good to die for your country. In this case, the peacekeepers are dying in the cause of peace. They are dying in the cause of work with the United Nations, but they are dying in the cause of peace, in the cause of leaving their secure countries, leaving their secure homes, coming to work in a foreign country, and confronting situations of escorting humanitarian convoys, carrying needy food and other items to the nationals of the country who have been displaced. And they are going to make sure that delivery is escorted and reaches its destination and its beneficiaries. And if it means that they have to lose their life, then that is the price of peace. That is the price of maintaining peace. That is the price of ensuring that you give up your life for the sake of humanity.
Right. Now, since peacekeeping is a labyrinth of challenges and difficulties, I believe you personally have come across a situation or an incident that you'll never forget in the course of fulfilling your peacekeeping duties. Can you take us back to that incident?
Well, I can only take you back to the incident very early in my career in Angola when we were serving the government of Angola, which was fighting Jonas Savimbi, the rebel leader at the time. And we were in a duty station where we got a radio call asking that we go back to our accommodation, pick up our passports, and run as fast as we can to the airport, because if we don't do so in the next 30 minutes and the plane leaves us, then there will be no help coming from anybody. And I remember doing that, running to the aircraft, getting to this aircraft. And unfortunately, when we arrived in Luanda, we realized that those who were not able to make it, one of the planes was actually shot down as it was taking off, and we lost several colleagues. So it is one of those unnerving moments when you realize that your life was at a knife edge. If you had been late by 20, 30 minutes, then you could have suffered the same fate like those people who were deceased.
Now, on this day of International Peacekeepers, do you have any message either to people in your country, in Uganda, or in the entire world, as you wish?
No, I have a message for people, for the entire world. The United Nations is a multinational agency. It has many activities. And sometimes when you listen to the labyrinth of activities, you forget some of the humble duties that we do. And the peacekeepers who suffer, maybe not death, but who suffer injury, who are injured in the course of their work, who are blinded. I have known peacekeepers who are welders, who have lost their limbs. So I think it's a moment for us to step back and realize what you would call the whole gamut of sacrifice, the sacrifice of a selfless work, basically, to serve humanity. But in the course of it, you could be unlikely to lose your life, you could be unlikely to lose your limb, you could be unlikely to lose your sight, you could be unlikely to be injured permanently. So it's a sacrifice, and I think it's nice to reflect on those who have suffered misfortunes and to realize what a big price they've had to pay in the course of whatever they were doing to serve humanity.